On Sunday, Margaret Rawson died at the age of 102. Ms. Rawson was an educator who worked a quiet revolution on American attitudes toward dyslexia. Her work showed that school children with dyslexia, with appropriate schooling and therapy, can grow up to thrive professionally, even if they might never be speed readers or great spellers. She brought attention to dyslexia long before the concept of learning disabilities was widely understood. Marcia Mann is a speech pathologist in New York, a former student of Margaret Rawson's and later her colleague. Marcia Mann, how did Margaret Rawson become interested in dyslexia?
Well, it's a very interesting story. Margaret and her husband started a school in Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. Parents who started the school had to work at the school, and they didn't know where to put Margaret, so they stuck her in the library. And then they began to send these little boys to her who were having reading problems, and she was the librarian. She found that there was a Dr. Samuel Orton who had a clinic in Philadelphia, and she began taking these boys there to him and to a Dr. Paul Dozier, who was his colleague. And they had been doing work in this country in the area of dyslexia for many years, and they understood about diagnosing these youngsters. Eventually, Dr. Dozier looked at Margaret and said, you know, you don't have to keep bringing these little boys here. You can test them. And she said, but I'm not a psychologist, Dr. Dozier. And this was way before the American Psychological Association. Mm-hmm. And so Margaret says he just put his hands on her shoulders and said, well, you're a psychologist now, so you can just go and test these kids.
So she really pioneered the idea that you could identify children as dyslexic and then,
yes,
and then teach them properly in the classroom,
yes,
without having to go take them to a specialist.
That's right. And she wrote many years ago something about dyslexia. She said the differences are personal, and that is that each one of these youngsters and adults is unique and different. And current research has told us that there are really brain differences. There are anatomical differences in the brains of individuals with dyslexia. Not damage, but difference. And when you have a brain that is different, you have information going in and out in a unique way. There's no quick fix, and it's a medical condition, but the treatment must be educational.
It's hard to remember that at one time when people raised the very subject of learning disabilities or dyslexia, there were always a great many skeptics who said, no, those are just kids who can't read. Those are kids who are slow in some way. They're not smart
mm-hmm.
enough.
She had to do battle with that her whole life, and so did all of the people who were the followers of Dr. Orton, because people scoffed. And, you know, most of the scoffing came from, unfortunately, the academic community.
I wonder if you have ever wondered, but for Margaret Rawson, that is, if she had never been at the school in Pennsylvania and had never decided that something had to be done for those kids who were taken to her at the library, you know, had trouble reading, how we might be different in terms of our education today, but for her contribution.
Oh, my goodness. It's possible somebody else might have understood about dyslexia if Margaret hadn't been, but nobody would have had her background and her sensitivities in the field. I really don't think so.
Well, Marcia Mann, thank you very much for talking with us about Margaret Rawson.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Speech pathologist Marcia Mann spoke to us from WNYE in New York City about Margaret Rawson, who died Sunday at the age of 102.